We are on Daf Chav Dalad Amid Beis. Let us just start again the Gemara on the top of the Amid. Omar Mar, Mishim Rav Yosei Glili Omru, Afen Kaisven Olav Gitei Noshem. That one does not write a get on Balei Chaim. My time with the Rav Yosei Glili. The Sanye, we learned in the Baraisa, Sefer, Ein Li Ela Sefer. Because Sefer means cloth. Minayin l'rabeis kol dovol, Talmud loymer, v'kosav lo mikol mokim. Kedem achlikis Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi seems to learn that Sefer is a miyut, and kosav is a ribui. And therefore, we're marbe, if kosav aluach shel eitz, or an ola shel zayis, it's also kosher, and from Sefer we're memayit balechai. Im kaimat amalei mesefer, leimalach mesefer, dover shein beruachayim, ve'enei oichel, av kol dover shein beruachayim, ve'enei oichel. And Tais v'shita is that it's a klal prat a klal, v'kosav, sefer, and then it says v'nosan. So it's a klal prat a klal, dumye the prat is not balechayim, so, if it's not Balachaim, it's not Oichel. That's how Taisvus learns Pshat. This would be Klal Prat, the name Bechlal Masha Beprat. That was Taisvus Kasha. So Taisvus learns it's a Klal Prat, a Klal. Verabono, I kosav ba sefer kideka amret. If it would say in the Torah, ba sefer, so ba sefer is telling us in what the get is written. The get is written in a sefer, and a sefer means klaf. But now it says v'kosav lo sefer the sviris dvorim ba'alma hu da'osa. So it's just coming to tell us that the sefer is not the article in which the get is written on. Sefer is the sipur krisis, a sipur of krisis. It's telling us which words have to be written on the get. So memele, so there's no miut whatsoever. So Mamele can be written on anything and everything. So who are the Nabal Chayin and Oichel? The Rabbonon Hay Vekosav Maidor Shibay. So now the Gemara asks, according to the Rabbonon, till now we had learned that Vekosav is either a Klal or it's Marbe something, because Rashi had said it's Meyuter, because it should have said V'nosa Lo Sefer Krisus. So why does it have to say Vekosav? It could have said v'nosam biyoda sefer krisus, and I'd realized that a kochach was written. So the v'kosav is miyuter. So v'kosav is seems like a ribui that you could write it on anything. But according to Rabbi Yosei Glili, you need a ribui, you need a klal because it's a miyut of basefer. But according to the rabbonon, v'kosav maidor shibe, why does it have to be in ganzen? So the Gemara says umiboilu. So it's miyuter amiyut beksiva misgareshes ve'eino misgareshes bekesef. It's coming to tell us l'diyuke that afke beksiva she's giget not giget bekesef. Sal kedaita chamine hoil ve'iskish yitziya lahavai. Since it says in the pasuk v'yotzo v'hoiso ma havaye bekesef av yitziya bekesef. So I would say that Havaya has to be, just like Havaya is Bekesef, learn Akicha Kichem Bistei Ephraim, so Gerishin should also be Bekesef. So Kamash Malon, so that's why we have this Droshe, Bekosav, Beksiva Mizgareshes, Vaina Mizgareshes, Bekesef. V'Rab Yosi Aglili Hai Svore Menolei. Rab Yosi Aglili Lechere uses the Bekosav to make a Klaprat, a Klal, or a Ribui, to be Marbe, Afilu, not klaf. So how does he know to be memayit that einem is gareshes bekesef? So the Gemara says, mi sefer krisus nafkelei. The Torah was masmach sefer le krisus. So it's a drosha sefer kerso veindava acher kerso. So from there we know that she's not misgareshes bekesef. V'idoch. So now the Gemara asks, according to the Rabbonon, so again, why do you need the Vikosa? You could learn from the smiches of Sefer Krisus, that the Sefer Mizgareshes bein dovaracha, ve'idach ahumi boilei ledovar hakeres beinoi lebeino. That Sefer Krisus is coming to tell us that the Nusach HaGet, after the Nusach HaGet, they have to be completely cut off one from the other. They should not be connected with any tnoim. Kedesanya, arei ze giteich al menash loitish de yayin, al menash loitechi lebeis ovich loyla. So, with such a tnai, she's still meugid lebeilo. That means she cannot visit her father, because if she visits her father, the get is bottle. So it comes out that he still has control over her, that she can't do certain pu'ulis because of him. That is not krisus. Krisus means she's completely cut off from him. No more shaykhis with him. So we learn now from Sefer Krisus that you need a dava hakeiris beinei lebeino, and if there was a tnai that was attached to the get, which is ma'agid, both of them together, it's a posel get. But if he said shloishim yoim, if this igud is not forever, so then the get is accomplishing something, that al kaponim, the get is accomplishing, that after 30 days, she won't be mugitim, so then now it's a kosher get already, because the get eventually is shafing krisus, areza krisus. So they use the Sefer Krisus, the Rabban used the Sefer Krisus for this drosha, that you need Udava Keres Beinei Lebeino. So therefore, they need the Vekosav to tell us Beksiva Misgareshes Veina Misgareshes Bekest. The Idoch, how does Rabbi Yossi Aglili know this drosha, that you need that you need Udava Keres Beinei Lebeino, since he used the Sefer Krisus to tell us that Sefer Keres and Dabaracha Keres. So, v'idach, mikoreis krisus nafke. Keres krisus nafke. Should have said Sefer Keres. It says Sefer Krisus, so we have a double drosha. That first we have a miyut Sefer Keres and Dabaracha Keres, and then we have this drosha that you need a dava keres beine lebeino. V'idach, the chachamim koreis krisus loidosh. Now let us learn the Rashi's we had not learned yesterday. Misefer krisus, midesamach krisus lesefer. Ledova hakeiris, shetei sviras dvorim. The nusach that is written in the get, keireses beineim, it should completely sever the relationship between them. There should not be any conditions in the get which is binding them together. Ein ze krisus, the whole yomeho kshura boy, her whole life she's still bound to her husband, shem machmosoi, because of him, tzricha lamoy tzleilelech, that means he's still controlling her. So that's called that she's cut off from him. Hareza krisus the yochel lobi lede hafrode lo seif shloishim. Es hilkach me achshav moteres li nosem min hatoire. So already, so since this get brings with it a krisus, so there's a kosher get now. Rashi would seem to say moteres li nosem min hatoire, perhaps mi darabonon, would seem from Rashi we don't permit her to get married, because she might be over the tnai. So why should we put her future husband in a sakone? But min ha'teir it's a kosher get. Mikoros krisus, demasul michtav sefer koros. Let us see Teisvis, ma sefer she'ein boi ruach chayim. So Bemis and Dolchan Erez Mavayar, Teisvis is really asking a kasha, which here it's not mevuer, but Teisvis and Gittin brings down the kasha. He says, we have here a miyut or a prat, that is telling us dumya de sefer. We need dumya de sefer. So our Gemara says, what means dumya de sefer? So our Gemara says, just like a sefer is not a bal chai, it's not a live animal, so every get should not be a bal chai, it should not be an oichel. That's the characteristics that we find in a sefer and a klaf. So every get has to have these characteristics. And the kosav is marbe. So Taisa asked the kasha, why are you looking at it in a negative attitude? Let's look at it in a positive attitude. That means a sefer originates from a balchai. And so let us say that a get can only be written on something that originates from a balchai. That's Bemis and Taisa's kasha. So Taisvis is answering with a bekiyas of two gemaras. So Taisvis says like this. Perik bakel ma'arvin, gabi maiser sheni, v'chsiv ba'boker uvatzayin. So there we need the characteristics of boker uvatzayin. So the gemara says, what does that mean? Noketzad shel pri mi pri v'gedulei karka. So the gemara says, boker uvatzayin, also the gemara doesn't say it has to be a balchai. The Gemara says that it's similar to Boker Betzayin, it should be Pri Mipri, not like Mayim and Melach, that's not a Pri Mipri, Gedulei Karka it should be. B'le'el b'perik kamen nokat, mach ha'gige, dover, she'ein mekabel tume, v'gedulei min ha'oretz. There is a hekish, chag ha'sukis, where makish suke to chag, the ha'gige, mach ha'gige, dover, she'ein mekabel tume, v'gedulei min ha'oretz. So there, it's also a behemoth. So there we say it's a different characteristic. It's not mekabel tume. By Maisa Sheini, we don't say the characteristic of not mekabel tume. There we say pri mi pri. So Taisa says, b'chol echot k'vima she'doyme l'chachomim inyin ha'roiloi. So Taisa says a yesod, that be'emison, these droshes, these miyutim, these limudim, be'emison, If you could be memayit, the different things from the same words. There's different characteristics which you could learn out that whatever learning out has to have these characteristics. But Chazal knew what is mistaver to be memayit. So memela, by each thing, Chazal, you mean, Taisis means to be saying that here you have two cases. Boker tzayin is behema, chagig is behema, and here chazal darshan, it's not mekabel tume, here chazal darshan, pri mi pri. So chazal, that means chazal used these words for droshes which they held were mestava to be memai. So memela, so taisis means to answer. So over here it says sefer, sefer means klav. So you're asking, let us darshan from sefer, dover shebobi balichayim. Chazal understood that is not an important factor. For Kel, to me, it should be that we're memayit balechayim and not an oichel. That's the ivre in Taisvis. Now, the two rayas that Taisvis brings, the Ochla Ner says he doesn't understand both rayas. Taisvis brings a ray by Maisa Sheni, says, Boker v'tzoyin, and there the Gemara is memayit pri mi pri, v'gduli karka. The Gemara doesn't say, dover shein mekabel tumit. So the Ochaner says, sure, because that's not the whole prat. It says, boker batzoyin v'yayin v'sheicho. So there, so you have to make a miyut from these four protim. So the male, v'ashteitzach, it can't be a dover she'einim mekabel tumah. So you have to have a common denominator of these four protim, boker batzoyin v'yayin v'sheicho. So that is pri mi pri v'geduli karke. That is the common denominator of all four protim. You couldn't say, because it says Yayin B'Sheicho. So there, Chazal, this was the common denominator. There's nothing else to, there's no other characteristic that all these four Chafetzim have. Now, Taisus brings a Gemara by Chagasukis, Ma Chagiga Dovo She'ein Mekabel Tumim. So why didn't the Gemara say Ma Chagiga is a Balchai? Forget, let's say that, need a Balchai. That's the Chepshat and Taisus. So you see, Chazal knew what to darshan. So the Olchanes says he doesn't understand. We hear the Gemara in the first parak. The Gemara asks the Kasha. If you learn out the Chagiga, in Kainem, Amal Chagiga, Shehu Baal Chai. The Gemara asks this Kasha. Because of this Kasha, the Gemara takish logs up the Limud. So it's a Raya, Limud is wrong. So the Olchanes blibes, he doesn't understand Taisus. How the Rayas of Taisus, Fakert from the first Raya, Stamazay doesn't understand it, the second Raya Fakert, the Gemara does ask, Malach Higigi, Shehu Baal Chai. The Gemara holds it seems to have to have all, it has to have all the characteristics of the Prat. So then we're back to the Kasha we started from. The Rabbonon Hai Vekosav my Ovidle. So the Gemara asked, Bishloim, according to Rabbi Yaisi Aglili, there's a miut of sefer, so we need a ribuy to be marbe. I feel it's not klaf. It's eight. It's olo shel zayis. But the rabbonon don't have a miut. They don't have a prat of sefer. So I need the kosa. Peter Taisvis, Vafel gab it's the Lishma. Taisvis says, what do you mean? This Hilchus Ksive. Because I'm lost Sefer Krisos. And not some of the other, they'll learn this. Then Ksive Lishma. What would the Pasuk look like if you say, but not some of the other Sefer Krisos? You wouldn't know all the halachas. This Hilchus Ksive has to be written Lishma. Yeah, so why doesn't the Pasuk say, so why doesn't the Gemara say this? So Taisin says, Treikroi Ksivi. There are two psukim. That means, the Pasuk in Kiseitze speaks about twice writing again. She got a get from her first husband, and she got married again. Vaisali Shach, and he also wrote her again. So Al Kaponim, so there's Nachamol Aparshif and get Nachamol because of Los Eifer Krisis. So Lishmai know already. So Memele, so there's an extra Vikosav. So the Kash is, what did the Rabbanon do with this Vikosav? Vim taima l'Rabbi Yosi Aglili amai tzrichi tavayu. T'mehida l'shmo darshinen shaper klal l'prat. In fact, the Taisus l'shitas they learned that Bamsen's a klal prat a klal. Rashi seems to learn it's like it's a ribui. The cause of his action is coming to be marbe kol davo. It's not a klal prat a klal. But Taisus learns it's a klal prat a klal. So if it's a klal prat a klal, so you could use the same Vikosav, you could use it as Vikosav, Vikosav Lo Lishmo, and you could use it since the Pasuk was written in an oifen from Klal Prat to Klal, Vikosav Lo Sefer Krisos, you can use both. So why taka do you need the second Vikosav according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili? You could make the Klal Prat to Klal with the first Vikosav. That's the Isviskash. So the Maram explains to Isvis that the Gemara says in Amigarish that the second law is coming to tell us you cannot have a get for two women. Fine. So this law we needed. So since we needed the law, so the Torah wrote Vikosav to make the Klal Prat the Klal from the second Vikosav. That means you can't pin Rabbi Yosi Aglili to the wall. Why do you need the second Vikosav? You could learn everything from the first. He says, the second law we do need. So since we need the second law, some say law doesn't, putting a law in without anything doesn't make sense. So he wrote already a Vikosav, and the purpose of this Vikosav is to make the klal prat the klal. So that's why there's no kash in Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Masha asks, Amir Dike Kash, and he blives by Tzorchin. The Masha asks, he says, Emerson, Taisvis asked the kash, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, really you don't need the second Vikosav. So Taisus says, no, you don't need it, but the Torah wrote it already in order to, so make the klal prat the klal from the second Vikosav. Thank the Marsha, the Gemara asked, and the Rabbonu, what did they do Vikosav? So they learned, b'ksivim miskereshes, v'im miskereshes b'kesef. So the Gemara asked, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, how does he know this? So Gemara says, he dashes b'seifa. Sefer Krisos, correct the Marsha, why didn't the Gemara say, Fakir? Now we're asking Rabbi Yosi Aglili, how do you know the Rabbanan's drosh? It's an extra Vikosav, how do you know, correct the Marsha? So let Rabbi Yosi Aglili say, I learned the same thing that the Chachamim learned. Really, I could use the first Vikosav for the Klal Prat the Klal, like Taisva said. So Memele, there's also an extra Vikosav. So Fakir, the same way the Rabbanan learned it, I learned it. So why did the Gemara have to make it seems that Rabbi Yosi Aglili was stuck. He didn't have no way to learn the drosha of the Chachamim. Like the Masha Fakert, with Taisvis Kasha. That should be the Masha that answered this Kasha on Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So the Gemara said, "Bixivim is gareshes, veinim is gareshes bekesef." Hach drosha leRove. Rove holds this drosha in Masechtas Kedushin. Avol Abaye Nafkelei Misvore Bereish Kedushin. Abaye said, Yoimru kesef machnes kesef moitzi, Yoimru sanega yase katega. That Abaye said, misvore, you can't have the same maise kinyin, should have opposite koiches, it should make knise and yitzie, can't be such a thing. So according to Abaye, so now, we know that you can't give a get with kesef. So now we're back to the kasha, so why do you need the vikosa? According to Rav, it's good. He da'at ha'kadashans from b'ksiva miskareshes. But according to Abaye, We're back to the kasha. What did the rabbanon do v'kosav? V'mikol mokim l'abayinam yitzrach v'kosav lo shebeksivim izgareshes v'loi v'chalitze. We need to be memayit another oifen hayitziyah. Gemara makes a kal v'chomer in kedushin. Madoch yevomo sheine yoytze beget yoytze v'chalitze. Isha she yoytze beget and then she yoytze v'chalitze. So we need this miyit to be memayit chalitze. Yeah. The Bereish Meseches Kedushin Dorosh Lo. Oh, so Tosfos says like this. Bemison, the Gemara in Kedushin brings a different drosha. Dorosh Lo Miseifer. The Gemara darshens it Miseifer Krisa, Seifer Kursa, Vein Dover Acher Kursa. So Gemara brings a drosha. Now, this drosha of Seifer, Vahi drosha, Krabiyos Yeglilihu. That drosha that if you darshan from Sefer to be Mamayit Chalitza, that's according to Abiyos Yeglili, who's Mamayit from Sefer Kursa, Yesheni Yoytze Bekesef, who was in Sheni Yoytze Bechalitza. But according to the Chachomim, who they darshan Beksiva Misgareshes, so according to Abay, they'll darshan Beksiva Misgareshes, Veini Misgareshes Bechalitza. Ktas Teime, Leinokit hosam linyan chalitzach drosha de kosev davi kerabonin. It's a bissel modnais. The Gemara brings a drosha. That an ish is not yoytze bechalitze from the word sefer. So that's more or less Rabbi Yoshe Glili's mahalach. And we paskin like the chachomim. So why didn't the Gemara bring down the drosha of the kosev? It's actually saying lefi emes, according to Abaye, the kosev is only going on chalitze. And according to Rabbi, you also can learn chalitze. So why did the Gemara bring Rabbi Yoshe Glili's drosha? We passed like the Rabban. Vishlam duch de sha sochi bechol duchti. This is no kasha. Many times, the Gemara brings lovi drosha hapshuta lechoire. The Gemara brings the drosha, which is more easy, which sounds right. Kadashkan per kachoivel, the maisi, the Gemara says, shvach neurim lovi agabi chavola. The Gemara says, how do we know that if someone is chayvul bebask tano, that the demeya chavola goes to the father. So Gemara brings a posik binorea beisavia kol shvach neurim laavia. That this is called a shvach neurim, the demeya chavola, so it goes to the father. Ubereish kedushin mashme, the binorea beisavia bafos the dorm ksiv. The posik isn't speaking about shvach neurim, monetary, schusim. The Gemara speaking, the posik is speaking about that the father's bekoyach to be made for the dorel. That's the true pshat in the posik. And the Gemara nachayvodo brings it down by shvach nurim. So weiss the chayis that the Gemara chapt on this drosha, which theoretically is not true, but it's telling us the same message that there's different mekoyres that shvach nurim will be. Chem bepeik echad din imomenes, bepeik bo simen, the dorish negoim en roin oise ela bayoim, mi bayoim herois boi bosach hayitmo, so it seems the ri is only bayoim, kada bayi lepe kama da moyit koton. Vishovik droshe darova, the dorish tachsiv li veloi lo oiri. That it has to be seen without any zaitik illumination. Chem bepeik akeira sa megillah mafreya, the dorish vloi moilin ela bayoim, bedachsiv o bayoim ashmini yimel, Peperik abalezim lehevi mapik lemi ben shmeinas yomim v'loy leilois. V'yei muki lo v'yei mefilo b'shabes. So al koponim we see that many times the Gemara brings down a drosha which is not the emes drosha. The Gemara Chazal won medayik of this. We hear that if he gave his wife a get of a nashle telchi lebeis ovich lo ilom ein zekrisus. Because she's always mekusher to her husband, that she can't ever visit Beis Ovich. But if the get is not mechayiv, that will be a kisher elomi, like if he said, I'm nashla techle Beis Ovich shloishim yoim, so then it's a kosher get. Taime, bo himeis avia lechshive su Beis Ovich. What'll be if a father will die? Kedisnan benedor perik hashutfim, koinem lebeischo she'eni nichna, sotcho she'eni lekeach. So a person asserd beischo, meis, so what happened if he died? Oishe mechoroi la'acha muta. So memele, so it was only considered beischo, cause man it belongs to you. If this person dies, or he sells it, it's ois beischo. So Memelus Otaisvis air, so if the father dies, it's Ois Beis Avia. So the get is not a get without krisis. That means there's also a time limit. Kol zman, like it says in the Morgitin, the Almanash Leitishti Yayin Yemei Chaye Ploini, it's also good because it's the get is, there's a possibility with this tonight that she should be cut off from her husband if Yana will die first. So if her father will die, she'll be mutter to enter into the house. So it's not a tanai, which is ma'agat ha'loilam. V'yashleimel, the base aviyah kruyin kol yoytzei chalotzov shel aviyah. Base aviyah is base cha, if you're speaking, you're making a nether, I won't enter your house. So your house means kol zman, it's yours. If you die, so then it's not your house anymore. But the lashon of base aviyah does not mean the house that the father, which belongs now to the father. Kruyin kol yoytzei chalotzov shel aviyah. That means if the house, if it belongs to the descendants of the father, that's also called Beis Aviv, Ava Bishem Eis. Kedashken Gabi Tomo, Shohisa Bite Shel Shem. Uchsiv Shvi Amone Beis Ovich. So the Posik calls it Beis Ovich. Kvar Meis Ovich, Kedem Muchach Ikroi. So you see that the terminology of Beis Ovich should not be taken literally, Kozman, that the father's alive. No, Beis Aviyah means the family house. So, Memele, so therefore, there's no krisis, because she'll always be also to enter the house. I feel that the father will die. So the Mishnah Malach asks Akasha, he says, Taisvis brought a raya from Kainomis. Taisvis said that by Kainom, if the Baal Habayis dies, or if the Baal Habayis sells it, it's not called Beischa. So Tosfos Bemison brought two cases that it can become Ois Beischa. Now it's Tosfos Kasha by Beis Aviyah also, if the father will die. Tosfos, it's very interesting. Our Tosfos is Meirdik Meduyik. Tosfos asks the Kasha, what'll be if the father will die? So it's Ois Beischa. So Tosfos says no. If the father dies, it's called Shal Yetzi Chalotza. Take the Mishnah Mel, but there's another case. What'll be if the father will sell the house? So Memele, so it should be called krisis. Taisus didn't even chalom about such a case. And the raya from Kainamis, we see that there's two ways it can become ois bayis. One way through mis and another way through mechira. So the Mishlmach says that a very geshmaket teretz. He says, on selling, Taisus never asked Akash. Because why? Because you can always buy it back. So there's no insurance. That means if the only way that it becomes Ois Beis Aviyah because he sold it, so that doesn't ensure that she's not Me'ugit. What'll be if he'll buy it back again? So Me'mele, so it's Nachamol, she's Me'ugit to her husband. So therefore, by Mechira, Taisus knew there's no Kasha. But Taisus said when he dies, he's dead already. He won't get back to him. Won't be Beis Aviyah again. So that Taisus says, yeah, but it's still called Beis Aviyah if it's Biyad HaYoshim. That's what the Mishmar says in Perik Ches, Mehilchus Geirishim. V'idach mikores krisos nafke, kashel Rabbeinu Tam de beperka megarish koma, so it comes out that Rabbi Yossi Aglili darshens kores krisos, he makes a besondere drosche from it, could have said kores and says krisos, so two drosches. Kashel Rabbeinu Tam de beperka megarish koma al Rabbonon de Rabbi Lezer, kores krisos leidoshi. Rabbi Yossi Aglili bechlal de Rabbonon. So there it says in Gittin, Rabbi Yossi Aglili is not darshen kores krisos. That means that Rosh, what they darshan there and getting from Koras Krisus, that Rosh he doesn't darshan. But the etzim musig of a Koras Krisus could be he darshans. Zogt the Mishnah weiter. Ka'oise sukosoi bein eilonis. The person made a sukkah, used the walls, used trees as walls of the sukkah. Vilonis defanis lo ksheira. And he's using the walls, that means, let us see what Rashi says, bein elonis, ba'oretz. He's not on top of the trees. He made a sukkah on the ground, and let us say the Perish Chai is a very nice picture. It has a frame. He made a frame, and he's using trees as walls of the sukkah. Oisus ukosi bein elonis, velonis tefanis lo, shok sheiret, sakosheret, bein elonis, ba'oretz, he made the sukkah ba'oretz, it's between trees, v'loy somcha aleihem, it wasn't samech the schach on top of it, he had problems maybe, according to Rabbi Yehuda. No, he made a frame, and but the trees are the walls which are surrounding, which surround this frame on three sides. Abel hein leif neisel, so it's a kosher isuk. Omar Rav Ache bar Yaakov, kol mechitza sheine yechoylo lamid beruach metzuye eina mechitza. A mechitza which is not oimid beruach metzuye eina mechitza. Sarashi sheine yechoylo lamid beruach metzuye, sheruach meilicho umeivio. That the wind, it sways in the wind, meilicho umeivio, that's not called a mechitza. There's a meredike chazenish in Hilchas Erevin, Simon Yud Gimel, Sivkot and Bov, Chazenish asks a very pertinent kasha. We have, this is a memre of an amoyre Rav Acha Bayakev, and they have a whole sugi that the Gemara is going to ask kashas on Rav Acha Bayakev, and they'll say a teretz, but since Rav Acha Bayakev said a pesa, anu haloche, a mechitze shen yechoylo lamid beruach metzuya eina mechitze, And the Chazanish asked Bemison, we had this in the Gemara before. The Gemara said, when we learned about a sukkah b'roish ha-sfine, so the Gemara said on Dafchav Beis, the Gemara said on Dafchav Gimel on Medalev, the Gemara said, Kula alma heiched ein yecheile lamid beruch metzuye de yaboshe, like lumu, a sukkah that can't stand beruch metzuye de yaboshe, it's not a sukkah. I mean, that's poshut. We had Tanoim that said this. The Gemara said this on Machlekes, Habikivir, Ham Gamliel. And here all of a sudden, it's a memre, kol mechitze shenichele lamid beruch metzuye eina mechitze, and it's a memre of an amoyre, and we've machsach nishvisnik from the Gemara before. So the Chazanish says that the Emerson, amoyre dike yesod, he says the Emerson, there are two different Gemaras. One is no shaykhis at all with the other. The Gemara and Davchov Gimel Amadalev was speaking about, you had a wall, Shein yechoylo lamid beruch metzuye meant over there that it will not withstand the wind. And what does that mean? It's going to fall. You have a wall that's going to fall. So that's not a wall. It doesn't have a rashes felden dire. That's not a wall. Rav Acha bar Yaakov said amuyim dike chiddush. He's not talking about something that's going to fall. He's talking about something that's going to sway. Sharia, sharuach, meilicha, umeivio. It sways in the wind. Now this he said, so you have your mechitza here, but it's swaying in the wind. What's wrong with that? So Rav Acha bar Yaakov said that it's wrong. It's no good. So Emerson, the Chazanish, Muchitzer, so what's wrong if it sways? It's swaying, you have your mechitza. So Chazanish makes a meiridik or kimte na gemore, which he says he didn't see anyone should say it, but, so he's saying it. But he thinks that that's pshat in the Gemara. So the Chazanish says, we're speaking about branches that sway in the wind. So he says, the Gemara is speaking about that when it sways, it loses the Torah's mechitza. That means as follows. That means, let's say you have branches, and between each branch is less than three tvochim, so you have a kosher mechitza. But when the wind blows, so the branches separate, and now it's three tvochim between each branch. So three tvochim between each branch, so it's a pirtza, so you lost your mechitza over here. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov said that it's possible now. It's a mechitza, which the wind can passel it by when it sways, so that is nevertheless mechitza. So now there's no wind, there's nothing, it's possible. That was the chiddush of Rav Yaakov. And he says, that means whenever we're speaking about such a thing, he brings the Magen Avraham and says, Alechi also which sways in the wind. So Mayrdik HaChiddush. So he says, that's Davke if the swaying will passel it. That means you'll have Alechi, that's the 10 Tvachim, and when the wind blows, it bends down, so it becomes 9 Tvachim. But if the swaying, actually it's Mayrdik HaChiddush, because I saw in Achoinem, they all speak about a problem that you have sukkahs which are made out of canvas, and it blows in the wind, and it blows back and forth, and I arrive from this gemara that it's no good. According to the Chazanish, there's no problem with those, with the canvas. Because, not this gemara, al-Kapodim. Maybe there's a different problem, but al-Kapodim, this gemara, I mean, so it's blowing a heen, blowing a hair, but you have, unless you'll say there is a problem, because when it blows, could be it's not tachas haschach. Maybe that'll be a problem. I mean, let's say if you have a loose canopy and it blows away, even though it's attached from the bottom, so if it's not mechuvin keneged the schach, so let's say it's more than this, so memela, then could be you have a problem, so you need the tfanis mechuvin chabonis keneged the schach. If the wind will blow it in, so memela, you need the doifin keneged the schach. If you have the doifin that's pushed in or pushed out, so memela, it's not keneged the schach. So could be that'll be a problem. Could be. But that's what the Chazon Ish says. The Chazon Ish says that Rav Acha bar Yaakov said Ashtik Teira. He said that if the kashrus of the mechitza is affected by the blowing of the wind, so mamela, so now it doesn't have a teiras mechitza. And that's Shatan Rashi Sharuach Meilicha Umeivia. Tanan, so the Gemara says, let's see our Mishnah. Isa Sukase Ben Elonis. Bilonis defanis lo, ksheir, veko ozl ve osi. So the Gemara says, no, you have branches over here. And the Gemara, hoche be mayaskinon be kashin. We're not speaking about, thin trees with a lot of branches. We're speaking about thick trunks, and they're the walls of the sukkah, so mamela, the wind doesn't move them at all, so it's a kosher sukkah. Fact the Gemara vo'ika noifoi, that's the trunks, but you need the branches also to be marshal the sukkah. And we'll see in Taisvis that the Gemara held that you can't make the Mishnah seems oisus sukkosei bein ilonais, bilonais, defanis log shere. The Mishnah was very vague, or was very general, I mean. The Mishnah did not say certain trees. The Mishnah said Bein Elonis would mean any tree. So good. So if you tell me good trees with thick trunks and you don't need branches and it's Aymed Beruba Lapor, it's whatever it is, very good. That's a kosher sukkah. But the Mishnah seems to be speaking generally that in all matzavim, it is kosher. Afilu, the rive of the sukkah, the rive of the daven of the sukkah are the branches of the tree. So now the Gemara is asking a kasha. So why is it a kosher a sukkah? So imed beruach. So the Gemara says, that's true. The Mishnah is speaking about such a case also. The Ovid lay behutza v'dafne. That means he goes and takes, other branches, and he weaves them together, and these other branches, the other pieces of wood are attached to the ground, and now they won't move anymore. He does something to the branches. He's mechazik the maimed of the branches that they don't move beruach, behutza v'dafne. In fact, the Gemara Yochi Maila Meimra, so what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? That means the Mishnah isn't telling us anything. Maybe if the walls are an Elon, maybe might be Mishamish with the Elon. So maybe you should pass all the sukkah because he's olu to be Mechal Shabbos. Kamash Malon, they weren't Geizer. Rashi, Bekashin, Elonis, Zekeinim, the Ovin. That they're old, thick trees. Ha'ike noifoi, sha'ilach ha'bo, pomim shafa noif min ha'doifim. Ovid lay oireik ha'noif kemin mechitze, he weaves together the branches like a mechitze, shloyen yenu ha'ruach, that the ruach will not be able to move it. Ishtamushe bila laniach olav kelev. Let us see Tais, they might go and put the kelem on the ilon. Let us see Taisvis, ve'ike noif, ovid lay bootsa v'dafne, teime, the Per Kama da Erevin, the Omar Rove, so when we leave our Mishnah, so we know our Mishnah is speaking about that the Mechitza of the Ilonais, he was Mechazik, the Hutza Vedafne. So in other words, it's a man-made Mechitza. Tame, the Per Kama da Erevin, the Omar Rove, Mechitza Medes Melel Loishmo Mechitza. Rove said a statement that a Mechitza that is Aimed Melel, that is standing by itself without the Yad Odom Bemtza is a possible mechitza. Uporich mehoche, so the Gemara asks, our Mishnah says, Oisus Akosli Ben Ilonis, so that's not man-made. Mishani b'shenotoy metchila lakach. It's speaking about that it was planted by a person l'shem mechitza. Frekt teisvis ha kolchach amuk melohoche dovid lebutza v'tafka. What's the whole problem? Argument, we have to say our Mishnah is speaking about or else it's a problem for Noimid Baruch. So you have to say it's speaking about that he had woven together the branches of the tree. So it's, so then it's, then it is in Nasi B'day Yodam. V'sulay tzricha l'naytay metchilu l'kach. V'yashloyme de bein hoche bein hosan dayik mishum the mashmalay de ayri b'chol inyan. That means our Mishnah is speaking generally that b'chol oifin trees are good. Bein heichad aviroi v'adoifin me'eitz ilon akoshe. She'ein heilach. That's the Gemara Ne'erev. The Mishnah means to include this case also. She'ein heilach abo beruach. And bein haviroi v'adoifin me'anoif. So there the Gemara Ne'erev asks on Rav, the Mishnah is also speaking about a case that they were speaking about that there were trunks of trees, the tree alone, that is the whole mechitza, with harutz of edafne. And v'hoche porch min hanoif, here we, yes, the Mishnah is also speaking about when, with the roiv of the mechitza's branches. V'hoche de porch hochi hochi maila memre. So let us say maybe the chiddush is take, that you don't need mechitza and nasa b'day yodam. And because the Mishnah is also speaking about thick trees, v'lo mishani d'shmini mechitza medes meileh shmo mechitza v'lo inotim etchilu lekach the kachem askana d'hosam d'kulo moide v'mechitza d'kulo moide v'mechitza that you don't need nasa v'deyodem. So that says the choshev is a chiddush mishum d'kaim lon kabayim b'lechi yemen meilov d'shmeilechi v'choshke mechitza. So the Gemara didn't even hold that since we don't paskin at all, like Chava, the Gemara there's not even a chiddush for the Mishnah to tell us. So Mamela, that's why the Gemara say a different chiddush. Dilma osu lishna mushe b'ilam. Toshma, hoyo sham ilon oygeda oy mechitzes hakanim nidoin mishum diyoymed. There's a very nice picture in the Perish Chai, so we'll know what we're speaking about. We have the Yom Day Sukkah. We have the Yom Day Sukkah that that the Yom Day Sukkah are if you have four L's which are surrounding an area, so that is called the Yom Day Sukkah. So the so here it says, what if you only had, let's say, in the place of one of the L's, you didn't have an L, you had a trunk of a tree, or you had mechitzas hakanim, or you had a geder. And these were, this was an amma al amma, and this halacha of chaykikin, that means since this has the thickness of an amma al amma, you imagine ke'ilu, we made the L's already, and so it's good. So let us see, so it says like this, toshma hayesham ilon, for the diyamdim, which are two amudim, shaped like an L, you hear there a ilon, a trunk of a tree, or a geder, or a wall, a mechitza sakanim, nidim mishum diyomit. So you're using this mechitza sakanim, which is types of reeds, stalks, and you're using this for a mechitza. Now, here we have a problem. This is mistam, not ein yechelu lamid beruach metzuyeh. These reeds, this mechitza sakanim, they move in the wind. The Gemara some namim shem David lay behutzav edafne. Speaking about that, he made it behutzav edafne. Rashi, hoye shem bepase beroyskoy, hoye ba'achas hapeyes. One of the corners were ilon she'ovi amal lecholtad. Oy geder meruba amal amo. There was a wall that was an amal amo. Kol geder stam shalabonimu, but zog she amal amo k'de lechalke l'shtei mechitzos amal lemizrach amal letzofen ledorim. The yomed beis amudim. Shahoyu mechitza lekan alekan, shemekach ikilu chachamim aleim. So he said, speaking about hutzav edafne, toshma, ilon hameisach al haoretz. Here also we have a nice picture of the Perish Chai. It means we have here a tree which has a lot of branches, very long branches. The branches start on the tree that's higher than 10 tefachim. And the branches go far out, and then they go down. And they go down to pochas megimel la'oretz. So the tree itself is like you have like a roof and a wall
that the branches of the tree make. So Mela, it's making like it's, all these branches are coming out and they're making like a roof and a wall. Ilon ha-meisach al ha-oretz, that means that it is covering the ground. Im ein neifoi gavoyim in ha-oretz shloisha tvochim, so if the end of the branch is close to the ground, less than three tvochim, metaltalim tachto. So we imagine that all these branches become like a roof and a mechitza asara, and a person who is sitting underneath it is permitted to be metaltal tachto because he's in a rishus hayochid. He's completely surrounded with walls and a roof. Now these are branches. Amayo ka ozel vasi. So the Gemara asks, branches, they move. Some emela, they don't have a teres mechitze. Or some nami dovet leibutz v'daf. We also make this a kimta that these branches were woven together. They became secure. So therefore, so that's why it has a teres mechitze. In fact, the Gemara, yochin et taltal bekulei. So bezoi, if it has a teres mechitze, because he wove together the branches, so let it be metaltal, the bekule means whatever, however large the area might be, it should be permitted to be metaltal. Aloma omar Rav Huna b'reit Rav Yeshua, a metaltal boy elo beis sosoi. Rav Huna b'reit Rav Yeshua said, Nima understood that he said as follows, like this halacha is, that in order, like this, if you have an enclosed area, minatoire, you're permitted to be metaltal, however large it might be. You have four mechitzes, that's a rishus hayochid, you'll have to be metaltal bikulay. Midarabonon, you need that it has to be mukef ledire. If you have a large area, you'll have a golf course, which is surrounded, let's say a beis hakvoris, which is surrounded by a fence, since this is not hukif ledire, people don't live in this area, so the loch is, if it is the size of a beis hasoyim, that means a beis hasoyim is 100 amas by 50 amas. So if it is that size or less, even though it wasn't hukif ledire, you're allowed to be metalt on this area. If it is more than a base asoyim, you're not allowed to be metaltal at all. They gave it a din kamalis, and you're not permitted to be metaltal in this area. So Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua said that that's what we said. Ilon ha-meisach al ha-oretz. So this Ilon was the hekif, the enclosure was not made l'tzayrich dire. The branches grew. Isaac Alain, it enclosed the area. So there was no hukif ledire. It wasn't built with tzairich dire. When it grew, no one was living there side to side. So therefore, it's very good, the memory of Huna B'Reid Rav Yeshua, that if a person wants to be metaltal, it can only be metaltal if it's a beis hasoyim. More than a beis hasoyim, it couldn't be metaltal. That would be good. But now, we said that it's speaking about that the branches of the tree are not good. They're not in the beruach. So we made an akimte that a person, that this whole din is speaking about, that a person who wants to be metaltal there, so he went and wove together the branches. So now we have here, this is already a man-made mechitze, and he wants to live underneath the tree. So it's hukif ledire. That means we have a person there. Ilan Mesach Loretz, the Talpum Tachta, but speaking about a Shema who wants to be there. So Mamela, he made the Mechitze. Letzairech dirosoi. So why should he only be metalpul if it's a basis? Well, it's more than a basis. And this is called hukif ledire. Without Rav Acha bar Yaakov, he didn't do anything. It's by itself. So the mechitza grew by itself. So the mechitza did not grow tzeirich dira. But if we're speaking about that in a kimte, that it's speaking about that these branches were woven together, so there's now a new asiyas mechitze, and the shomer who is sitting underneath the tree is living there, so it should be considered hukiv l'dira. And with the Gemara, mishum davidire shatash mishel la'avir. The shomer is taka finds himself underneath this tree, but his ikar purpose there is not to be underneath the tree. His ikar purpose is to see what's happening in the sadais. So that doesn't have a teiras dira cheshuve in order to, that we should consider that it's called hukav l'dira. Let us see Rashi. Hamesech al ha'oretz noifoi godel mioit v'roshei ha'noif kfufim soviv al ha'oretz. The ends of the branches bend down, it makes like a mechitza. Metalpum tachtav, demrinin lovut, u mechitza zu gevoya asorem ibifnim, that means the branches rise up, shanoif oruchu, it's very long branches, u begoiva hi lanu. Ihochi dasuya biyadayim hi, veroi loder tachteho, velishmer soda asor, since it's made biyadayim, and you could live underneath it, that's why it was made for giving the book of the diva who the talto bekula claim a talto by called kamish or godel. So that'd be metalto. I feel it's much greater than the base of soim. Alom amar avune metalto by klal elin kein einay hoyvel kashir base of soim kechotz amishkam. She's shears that nosna chachamul al hekib sheni ladirim and godel mikana bekalmelis. This was made by Yadayim. It's made by Yadayim. So the Gemara answers that Hashmi shel Avir ain't asuya dira zu el letzerich Avir shechutzalo. The sole purpose of this mokim is not to be here. No, to see what's happening outside of this tree. It's not called a dira. A dira is one is living here because he wants to be here. If this is only a lookout for the sodeh, so that means he's dull there. And he's just standing here. But that's his ikar dira, it's a mamela that doesn't have a dira of hukav l'dira. Toshma, shavas betel shugavoya asoret. The person was, it was Shabbos, that means right before Shabbos, he was Kaina Kinyan Shvise. But tail is a mound of earth, that was Asorah Tvochim, Shugaboya Asorah Tvochim. So we say on this mound of earth, good Asik Mechitze, so we consider that this whole area is Mukif Mechitzes. Vu me'aba ameis ad beis asoyim. So we say this tale can be Daladamas or Daladamas till Abay Sasoy. Vechein Beneka Shehu Omoy Kasore, or he was Shabbos right before Shabbos, he was Kaine Kinyan Shvise, in a valley, which is also has walls of 10 Tvachim around it, also the same dimensions, Me'arba Ames Abay Sasoy. Vechein Komo Ktsuro. Look at the Perish Chai, we'll see exactly what we're speaking about. Kamak Tzura v'shibaylis makifas oisa means as follows, that there was a field that Tzura grew there, and they went and they cut out, in the middle of the Tzura, they cut out a square, and an empty space, and around the square, around this empty space, we have Tzura growing. So this person finds himself in an area. We have three cases which he finds himself in an area which is mukif mechitzes. The first case, you say good asik, betel, you say good asik mechitze. The second case is mamas mechitzes asore. The third case also is mechitzes asore. So the loch is as follows. Let us just appreciate what this barais is telling us. The loch is that where a person is kaina shvise, so he has his daladamis. And from these daladamas, his tchum is alpayim ameh from his daladamas. But if he finds himself in an enclosed area, so memela we say this whole area is equivalent to daladamoisa. So you start measuring his tchum from where the enclosed area ends. That is dalocha by tchumim. So now this baraisa says the third case was This enclosed area was enclosed by stalks of tvue. So this is his machitze. So memela, so he has alpayim amah from where this enclosed area ends. Af al gav de kozel va'osi. So the Gemara asks, but this machitze is a machitze that moves in the wind. Speaking about that it was woven together, so it doesn't move in the wind to pass through the mechitza. Let us see Rashi. Shavas betel, kiddush hayom al ha'odom, became Shabbos, for who betel is on a mound, gavoya asore, the kone sham shvisosa, that's going to be his mokim shvisa. Vuhu me arba ames ad beis osai. Me arba ames. Godol hu me arba ames. This area is larger than four ames. Havaleinu yoyis al beis osai. Vachem beneka gumo atata apit asuye mesheshe shmei bereshes. Or a third case, vakoma tzure beemtsoa, that means the tzure was cut in the middle. And you have stalks of tvua which are surrounding this enclosed area. Kol hani mechitzes nino lehekif beisosai v'loy liyoysa mikam leinasa ledire. All this is the old tula beisosai, and we consider that this is called, it was a book of ledire. So Kaponim, it says for a two basis time, it makes it one big reshus. Hilkach mahalach eskula lemocha. So this whole area is considered like his baladamas. And then v'chutzala alpayim. Then after this area ends, he has now a tchum of 2,000 amas. The chol chalolo, the whole space in between, oyel v'shova zeh ba'avira mibayyim, since he was kaina shvisa mibayyim in this area, haveka ba'amish shal mokim shvisa. So the area is like Abamis. Lochi nokat vuhu me Abamis. The Eloi, because it would be less than Daladamis, the Eloi have a yaisim yabamis, my mahalaches kula ikka. What's the chiddush? It could be mahalaches kula, because there's machitza surrounding it, but loi machitza nami Abamis, mokum shvisa isle. The ainu shvu ish tachto. The chutzla malpai mamo. The chsiva yaisi shimim kaime. That means the mokim ha'odom, which is dalad. That's his mokim shvisa, and then you have alpayim amo chutz from that. As mechabon olamel mokim imokim imokim inisik namrinim be'erevin betel mukif mechitzesu dechol shegavoya asor amrinim good asik mechitzes shaloi. If it's gavoya asor, so you say good asik vehekif behen esroisha, and you surround the area on top. V'shiboylis magkifois v'afal gavdein oimdeis beruach. Even though they're not aimed by ruach, they'll be brought to the mechitzes, hashibolim, brought to the dafne, mishibelus, lushibelus, at she'ogdom, the gidlon yachad, he attached it together, so we machzikos, zu es zu. And one supports the other, so memele, it is aimed by ruach. Let us see Taisvis. Komo kitzura, mishibelus, makifos oiso. Zafektach teisves, afal gav de mukilo be maskone, de ovilo behutze vedaft. The maskone sa gemore is that the last case was, he made the mechitze behutze vedaft. Lo ishayich kan lakshuyi hochi netaltu bekula keda akshi lael. Zafektach teisves, why did the gemore shtel zech, it says over here that it's only considered a moke mukif till a base of sign. So be, but more than a base of time, since it wasn't hukif ledire, so it doesn't even din abdala damoisa. Tractach teisves, mechire, if it's speaking about that the obidle behutze bedafne, so he made this mechitze for himself, he's going to live in this area Shabbos, so that's an emes of hukif ledire. Bishloime before by the shoimas, we said a shtik teire, that it's Adire Shetash Michel La'avir. He's not really living here. He has his mind, his intentions is to watch the field. Fine. So there it wasn't Dira. But here, he's going to be here. That's his Mokim Shvisa. So why do you need a base sign? Why is he only permitted, why is the given a shear of base sign? That's Taisvis Kash. So on this kasha, the Svas Emes asks, he doesn't see where Tosfos saw that the shir is based on Sain. He says, let's look at the Baraisa. The Baraisa says, Shavas betel shugavoya asore, ume'alba ames ad based on Sain. So a tail, he didn't do anything. It's a mechitza that was there before. So that's not hukip ladira. V'chein b'neka shu omek asore, ume'alba ames ad based on Sain. Neka is also a mechitza, it's a natural pit. Also, he didn't do anything, so that's his basis. The chain kama k'tzure v'shibaylus makifa soiso. He doesn't say anything. So who says the shir is based on sayim? You say it said v'chain. So he says the second case also said v'chain. V'achal pikein, he specified me'alba ami said based on sayim. So v'chain doesn't mean anything. So me'mela, so number one, he doesn't understand Tosfos kash. So what's the kasha? Here by shibaylus, it doesn't say based on sayim. But the other two cases is a Beferish basis. I mean, it doesn't say, so maybe it's not good. What's the problem? That's one kasha of the Svas Emes. Now, what does Tosfos answer? So Tosfos answers, the Hosam be Ilon amesachich al ha'oretz. They're speaking about an Ilon that's covering the ground. Sheyesh b'ischach. There's a roof. The Choshev kemukif ledira. Amal hoche leke schach, it is no schach, ela avir, is only avir. Afilo hekev le besoif posach, lechoshev mukev ledire. Afilo there was once a ball, and later a person lives there, that's not called hukev ledire. Kedisa bepeik oisnem pas. The Svas Emes says, and this Tosfos, a tzorech iyum gozo, doesn't begin to understand what Tosfos is saying. Let us go to the second half of Tosfos. Tosfos says, Tosfos brings a Gemara in Erevin, that by the Tanai of Hukif Ledire means that the Mechitze, the Dire was there before the Mechitze was made. And then you made a Mechitze, that's Hukif Ledire. But if Huka Lubesayf Posach, if the Mechitze was there before, and then he made a Dire, so then that's not called Hukif Ledir. So what does Tosfos seem to say? So Tosfos seems to say, well, when they cut the Tvu'e, he wasn't living there. He came there later. So it's called Hukaf Ulebesayf Posach. That's what Tosfos seems to be saying. And that's no good. So the Svas Emes says he doesn't begin to understand what Tosfos is saying. He says, but here we're speaking about, he made it Hutzav Adafna. The Mechitza is not that what was there. The Mechitza is, we have a new Mechitza that he made. So he was there already, and then he's making the mechitza for his dire. He doesn't understand what Tosfos answers. Over here, why here is no good. And what Tosfos says over there, he also doesn't understand. Tosfos says all of a sudden a new thing, that since there's a roof there, that's choshev kemukif ledire. So it seems, Tosfos seems to be saying that Tosfos wants to differentiate between here and there. So by here, it's hukaf lupsev posach. That means the mechitza was first, and then he started living there. That's no good. But by Elon, it is good because there's a roof. So a roof somehow takes off the chesaron of Hukif Ledirin. So the Svas Emes doesn't understand. The Gemara asked the Kasha, according to Rav Acha by Yaakov, that speaking about he made Hutzav Adafna, why isn't it called Hukif Ledirin? So the Gemara seems to be saying that a roof is Lemal Lemayri. The Ike was it was Hutzav Adafna. That was Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. So the Tosfos, from the beginning to the end, the Svas Emes doesn't understand. He blies by Tzorchi and Gosh.